Welcome everybody to Performing Arts Airlines. I hope everybody is strapped in nicely and we'll be delivering peanuts. Keep waiting for those peanuts. All right, and as Performing Arts Airlines flies through the air, we're landing in Texas. Let me hear some Texas. You know why we want to hear some Texas? Because Michael is from Texas. Right, Michael, from Texas? So come on up on stage, Michael, because you're on next. Make your way up there, Texas. What part of Texas are you from, Michael? Austin. All right. Can we get him on stage? As anyone else from Austin in here? Oh, all the way over there. Hi, Austin. Michael's coming on stage. I want to hear some support from his home state.
All right, now I finally found the stage, so that's good. And those, I gotta say, those are some tough acts to follow, but anyway, I'm here in Orlando. I flew here from Austin, like people said, and that wasn't fun. I don't like flying, and that's the plain truth, but I decided that I'd better do it because I better come here, so I'm here. Austin's not a bad place, but I'll tell you a few things about it. We have this saying, keep Austin weird. So we like to keep it weird. Like, we don't like big houses, we don't like little houses, and we don't like houses that are attached to other houses, and we don't like too many people living in a house, because, you see, if you have all those things, then you're like other cities, because, like, every city has its bit of weirdness, and, like, if we have too many things that are weird, then we're too much like other cities that are weird, so we're not weird anymore, so that wouldn't be so good. And we have our values. Like, we really want there to be enough housing. For all the cars, that is. We want the cars to have homes so that they don't have to park on the streets. And when that reminds me, like, one argument that people make when they talk about that is that they'll say, let's face it, everyone who comes to Austin brings a car. So I'm part of everyone who came to Austin. Therefore, I brought a car. But I don't seem to remember bringing a car, and I guess that's a bit of a problem. I mean, I'm not all that surprised, because, like, I tend to forget things a lot, so I'm not all that surprised that I forgot my car, but, like, the NFB would really want me to know where my car is because they want me to donate it to them, so I should really be able to find it. And I'm realizing that that's why we need cars to make noise, even when they're not moving, because that way, if a blind person forgets where they put their car, they'll be able to find it. Now, in our Texas affiliate, our president is Norma Crosby, and she's married to Glenn Crosby, who a long time ago was president for quite a while. So Norma was first lady, and she had a long career in the Federation, and so she was immensely qualified to run as president. And so the other day I was meditating, I had a vision of a parallel universe where Norma ran, but a guy ran against her, and he'd never been an officer in the Federation. He couldn't answer basic questions about NFB philosophy, but, you know, he said that if he was president, he was going to make the Federation great again. And if he won, everyone would have jobs, the best jobs. And he knew what the problem was. Like NFB and ACB, he said, we're doing things together all the time. And, you know, those ACB people, they're taking advantage of us and taking all the jobs. So we have to build this metaphorical wall between the NFB and the ACB. And now a bunch of people hear this, and, like, they can't remember a single instance of the NFB and the ACB ever doing anything together. So they feel like that's evidence that this guy just doesn't really know what he's talking about and isn't remotely qualified to be president. But somehow in this parallel universe, he won anyway, and he didn't really do much at first other than try to undo what his predecessor did. But he did go around telling everyone how no one expected him to win, but he won anyway, and And there were all these people who voted at the state convention, but they weren't members, and they all voted for Norma. They didn't vote for him, so he should have won by an even bigger margin. And he didn't really provide any evidence of this or anything, but his supporters believed him. Anyway, that's just a long-winded way of saying that I think that Norma Crosby is a fine president, so I'm glad to I'm glad to be in this reality, and now I think it's time for me to exit and let someone else do something.